Today's Amud for Chazara is Veitza Chavava Min Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom line of Chavheim Abeis. So says the Mishnah, Bechar Shenafel Abar. A person has a Bechar, and he sees already before Yom Tif that it has a Mum, but he never got the chance to get it checked out by the Mumcha. And then on Yom Tif, it fell into a pit. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the halacha is like this. Yered Mumcha Vira. So first of all, a Mumcha should go down into the pit on Yom Tif, and he could check it. And you can see if it has a mum. Im yesh bei mum, yalav yishchayt. If it has a mum, so then great. If it has a mum, so now it doesn't have kedushas bechar, it doesn't have to be brought onto the mizbeach. Memela the kain, you could take it out, and you could shachta, and you could enjoy it for his yamtiv suda. Vim lav, but if not, if it doesn't have a mum, so then lo yishchayt. So then you can't shachta it, you can't take it out of the pit, that would be a tircha shol tzayrich, you can't shachta it, so it's a regular bechar. So therefore, then it's going to be asr for him to shachta. Reb Shimon Aimer, Reb Shimon, so Stam, the first Shita was Reb Yehuda Bar Yilai. Reb Shimon Aimer, which is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says that no, kol she'ein mumay nikr mi ba'od yayim, ein zem min amuchan. That no, anytime you never got a chance to check it out before Yom Tif, so then you're not allowed to get it checked on Yom Tif. And we'll see in the Gemara that the Machlaikas is Stam a Machlaikas about whether or not you're allowed to check a mum on Yom Tif. Reb Shimon holds not, because it's mechsi kemesakin. And Reb Yehuda holds that yes, it's mutter to get the mum checked out on Yom Tov. So now says the Gemara, like we just spoke out, but my kamifligi, what's the machlaikas? Inema b'rayi mum kamifligi. If it's like we just said, that the machlaikas is about whether or not a mumcha is allowed to check a mum of a bechor on Yom Tov. Reb Yehuda savar rayin mum in b'yom tov. Reb Shimon savar ain rayin mum in b'yom tov. That Reb Yehuda holds that you're allowed to, and Reb Shimon holds you're not allowed to. If that's the whole machlaikas, so v'liflegu b'rayin mum in d'alma. So why do we have to speak about this whole complicated case of a bechor that fell into a bar? Just stop. Talk about a person who has a bechor and he thinks that maybe it has a mum and he wants to show it to the mumcha. Is he allowed to? Reb Yehuda says yes, and Reb Shimon says no. Why bechor shenafel a bar? So says the Gemara in Achanami, we could have spoken about such a case. Bechar shenafel abar tzrichale. But we wanted to specifically speak about a case of a bechar shenafel abar to bring out an extra chiddush. Kasal kotai techamina, I would have thought to say that even if there's no mum on the bechar, on the animal, so still I would have thought to say that mishum tzar balichayim la'arim veliske. I would have thought to say that mishum tzar balichayim, so we should do a rama, pretend that maybe it has a mum and bring it out, and then take it out of the pit. The animal's in tzar in the bar, so do a rama for the sake of tzar balichayim and get it out of the pit. Reb Yehoshua, like we found that Reb Yehoshua in different contexts, Alam and Zayin and Aleph, we'll learn about it. He said that you are able to do such a harama. So Kamashmal on the Mishnah that no, you're not allowed to do such a harama. That's why we spoke about a bechar shenafel abar to bring out this extra chiddush that you're not allowed to take it out of the bar. Yahachi, if so, ask the Gemara if that's the whole reason why we spoke about a bechar shenafel abar. So then lo yishchayt. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that? And if it doesn't have a mum, so then you can't shecht it. That's not the ikar chiddush. It's lo yalev yishchayt mibayilei. Or at least that is a chiddush, but if we're speaking about the bechar shenafel abar to bring out the chiddush that you can't take it out of the bar, so don't just say lo yishchayt, say lo yalev yishchayt, that you can't take it out and you can't shecht it. Emphasize that chiddush that you can't take it out of the bar. So says the Gemara leitzricha the avid the avar ve'iske. We're talking about a case where the person already did take it out. So now salkadai dechamina lishchete kamash malon. I would have thought to say now, once he took it out of the bar already, so he should be allowed to shecht it, kamash mulan that he can't. Ask the Gemara, why would you think lishchete? Why would you think he could shecht it? Hatamu, it's a tam, it's a regular, it has kedushas v'char, and it goes on to the mizbeach. You can't just shecht it. Says the Gemara, lo no, leitzricha de nafal beimuma. We're discussing a case where now it developed a mum. So, meaning you took it out of the bar, which that you Taka weren't supposed to do. But Lamaisa now out of the bar, Taka developed a real mum, a mum kavua. So I would have thought to say you could shecht it, kamash mulan that you can't. Ask the Gemara, what's the chiddush that you can't shecht it? V'hamuksahu. It's muksa. And Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Tana that we're discussing right now, Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. So of course you can't shecht it. So says the Gemara, Ella, the case is like this. Final version. The nafal be'mum ayver me'erev yamtif. It already had somewhat of a mum on erev yamtif. V'hashta havle mum kavua. So it's the same case that we explained until now. Just we're adding a detail that it's not just stam, it got a completely new mum outside of the bar. After you got it out of the bar, the mum that it already had became kavua. So ma'u de tema de daiti love v'nishchete. So I might have thought to say that being that it's just an advancement of the mum that it already had, which you knew about, so I would have thought to say that maybe your das is on it because you knew about that mum, and therefore you should be allowed to shecht it. Kamash Malan, that no, you still can't shecht it. It's still muksa, or even if it's not muksa, there's a kanas because you took it out of the bar when you weren't supposed to. Says the Gemara, now Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Bechor Tam Shenafel Abar, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Aymer Yerin Mumchav Yire. If a Bechor Tam falls into a pit, so says Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the Mumcha should go down in and he should check it out, to check to see if a Taka has a Mum. Meaning, so now this is a little bit of a different case in the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah discussed the case of a Bechor that going into Yom Tif already had a Mum, you just never got it checked out yet by the Mumcha. Now we're speaking about a Bechor Tam, so it's a Bechor that did not have a Mum, that fell into a pit on Yom Tif, and now it developed a possible Mum. The reason why our Mishnah didn't speak about such a case is because Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Tana that's in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. So if it's a Bechor that didn't have a mum going into Yom Tif, he would never even suggest having a mumcha going down into the pit to check it out, because it's anyways going to be a problem of muksa. But now in this braiso, it's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi talking, not Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, like in our Mishnah. This is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi doesn't hold a muksa, and therefore he has the same halacha, but with the Bechor Tam. A Bechor Tam that did not have a mum going into Yom Tif, on Yom Tif it fell into a pit, and now it developed a possible mum. So says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the mumcha should go down on Yom Tif and check it out. Im yesh by mum yale v'yishchayt. If it has a mum, so then great, the kohen could take it out. He could shecht it and eat it for his Yom Tif suda. V'im lav lo yishchayt. But if not, so then he's not allowed to shecht it, meaning if he took it out of the pit, like he wasn't supposed to, and now the mum developed into a mum kavua, still he's not allowed to shecht it, because we give him a kanas for taking it out of the bar when he wasn't supposed to. Amr le Reb Shimon ben Manasya. Reb Shimon ben Manasya said to Reb Yehuda Anasi, "Hari Amru ein Rayin Mum ben Yom Tif. How could you tell? How could you say that the mumcha could go in? The Reb Shimon ben Yochai already said that you're not allowed to check out a mum on Yom Tif. It's mechzi kemisakin." Being that it had a cheskas isra until now, the kohen wasn't allowed to eat it because it was assumed to be a tam. It didn't have a mum. So now, if it develops a mum on Yom Tif, you can't have a chacham, a mumcha, go and check it out. It's mechzi kemisakin. So Ketzat, so what's the bottom line halacha according to this shita of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who say that you're not allowed to check out mumin on Yom Tif? It comes out like this. There are three possibilities. Nailud by mumi erev Yom Tif, eim evakrinus abi Yom Tif. If the animal develops a mum on Erev Yom Tif, so then the mumcha is not allowed to check it out on Yom Tif. And Rashi explains that this is just a chatchila. He's not allowed to check it out because it's mechzik misakin. But lamaisa, if he does and he sees that it has a mum kavua, so then it's going to be mutter because it's not such a strong mechzik misakin, being that the kohen already knew going into Yom Tif that it had a mum. He just wasn't confident if it was a mum kavua or not. That's why he had to show it to the mumcha. So since he already knew going into Yom Tif that this was quasi mutter to me, so therefore it's not so much of a mechzik misakin, and therefore at least b'di'eved will be mutter. But the chadchila still, a mumcha is not allowed to check it out on Yom Tif. Nailed by mum b'Yom Tif, however, if an animal was a tam going into Yom Tif, it was completely usher to the kain, and it only developed the mum on Yom Tif, so then Reb Shimon Aymer ain't zem min amuchan. So then, for sure, nothing to talk about, the mumcha is not allowed to check to see if the mum is kavua, and even b'di'evit if he does and it is kavua, it's going to be usher for the kain to eat it on Yom Tif because it's mechzik and misake. However, v'shavin, even Reb Shimon Bar Yochai agrees, she'em neilad hu, mumayimai, she'zem min amuchan. That Reb Shimon Bar Yochai agrees that if an animal, if a bechor, is born on Yom Tif, and there's a mumcha standing right there, and he sees when the animal comes out, when the bechor is born, he sees it already right there, that it has a mum kavua, So then that baby animal will be mutter on Yom Tov. And the reason is because there's no mechzik and misakin. Mechzik and misakin is only when you assumed something was aser, and now the mumcha is coming to tell you that no, it's mutter. So then it's mechzik and misakin, because until now it was aser, and now the mumcha is kilu making it mutter. But in this case, it never had a cheskas iser. As soon as it was born, the mumcha already saw that it had a mum. Memel, it's not mechzik and misakin, and even Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would agree, shezem menemuchan.